Thank you for joining us on this special episode of Winning Every Day. Today, we are celebrating the birthday of Isaac Mell, the president and author of Winning Every Day. It's another year of God's faithfulness, as the psalmist said in Psalm chapter 117 verse 2, "For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever." Praise the Lord. Celebrate with us as we play the music, Happy Birthday. We will be right back in the studio for today's devotional.
You made it one more time around the sun. Now's the time, you have to have more fun. Kick up your heels, enjoy the ride, and let your God above just try. Now's the time when we all have to say, have a happy birthday. Celebrate and dance your might. Have a happy birthday. Laugh and sing and celebrate your life. You are full of love and grace. It pleases us to see your smiling face. To see you rise and be a star, we know that you'll go really far. This life is short and you have just begun. So have a happy birthday. Celebrate and dance with all your might. Have a happy birthday. Laugh and sing and celebrate. Laugh and sing and celebrate. Laugh and sing and celebrate your life.
Welcome back. Today, with the level of scientific knowledge, the word miracle might sound bizarre. However, we still experience things that are inexplainable, occurrences that we cannot explain. In these present days, we still have many occurrences of miracle. Miracles happens when nothing but divine help can remedy a situation. Today, we are looking at the topic. How much does a miracle cost? Our Bible text is from the book of Matthew chapter 17 verse 20. I read. He replied, "Because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Recently, I read a story of a little girl called Tess. How her little faith bought a miracle for her family. The story is one that can revive your faith for miracles. And it goes like this. One day, Tess heard her parents discussing about her younger brother, Andy. Andy was very sick and her parents needed money to take care of him. Her dad and mom were discussing. How will we get the money for this surgery? There is no money and nowhere to get loan. While they were talking, Tess heard the conversation as her dad said, "Only a miracle can save him now." Hearing that, Tess disappeared into her room and brought out her piggy bank from where she hid it. She broke it and took the coins inside. Tess put the coins in a small purse and went out through the back door to a drugstore, a few blocks away. On getting there, she waited for the pharmacist to attend to her, but the pharmacist was busy talking with someone. Tess made some noise to get the pharmacist's attention. She stamped her feet on the floor, yet the pharmacist didn't take note of her. She went further to clear her throat with a disgusting noise, hoping that it will draw the attention of the man. Finally, Tess grabbed a quarter from her pocket and banged it on the counter, and that did the magic. "What do you want?" The pharmacist turned to her and shouted. Without giving her time to respond, the pharmacist said again, "Don't you see I'm busy? I am talking with my brother whom I haven't seen for many years." "Well, I want to talk to you about my brother, Andy," Tess replied. "Andy is very sick, and I came out to buy a miracle." "A miracle? I beg your pardon," replied the pharmacist. Tess continued, "My little brother is sick. Something is growing inside his head, and Dad says he needs a miracle. Only a miracle can save him. So how much do you sell a miracle?" "We don't sell miracle here, little girl," replied the pharmacist. "Sorry, I can't help you," pitifully, Tess replied. "I have money to pay for it. If my money is not enough, I will get the rest. Just let me know how much you sell it," Watching with amazement, the pharmacist's brother stooped down and asked Tess softly, "What kind of miracle does your brother need?" Tess responded, "I don't know," with tears. "I just know that he is very sick and mommy said he needs miracle and my dad didn't have the money to pay for it. So I decided to use my savings." "How much is there with you?" he asked.
$1.11.
"I can get more, if I need to add to it," Tess responded. He smiled, then he said, "That's the exact price of a miracle for your little brother." With one hand he took Tess' money and with the other he grasped her mitten. "Take me to your house. I want to meet your parent and to see your brother. Let's see if I have the miracle he needed." The pharmacist's brother happened to be a surgeon. He was specialized in neurosurgery. That's Dr. Carlton Armstrong. Dr. Carlton helped the family to do the operation without any charge and Andy became well. Not long, he was back home doing well. Later, while they were narrating the chain of events that took place, Tess' mother said, "That surgery was a real miracle." Tess affirmed with smiles as she had found how much a miracle costs. It costs just the faith of a little child. Do you need miracle today? It cost nothing but only your faith. Tess' faith was just enough to get the miracle they needed. I don't know where you need a miracle today. If you can trust God, the miracle is available. The Bible said in Mark chapter 11 verse 22 and Jesus answering, says to them, "Have faith in God." Do you have faith? You must believe in what God can do in your life as the Bible said in Luke chapter 1 verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. When you have a relationship with God and believe in His power, nothing shall be impossible. The first step to obtaining your miracle is learning to acknowledge that God is bigger than your problem and that He's interested in your well-being. Add faith to your knowledge today and ask to receive. The book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Begin to ask today. Your miracle is on the way. Say this word of prayer after me. Father, I asked with faith that you meet my present needs today. I believe there is nothing impossible for you. I speak breakthrough into every areas of my life. With faith, I receive my miracle. Thank you for answering me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Chronicles chapter 8, chapter 9 and chapter 10. And for the evening, John chapter 8 verse 37 to 59. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.